You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are with Mike Nesbitt, the president of MW Cleaners, providing the greater Houston area with an innovative green dry cleaning and laundry service. Mike, certainly a privilege to have you a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Certainly glad to be here as well.
So first of all, why did you make the decision to spend $1 million+ to make your cleaning process more environmentally friendly?
You know, the majority of cleaners in the U.S. are using a toxin solvent named perchloroethylene, which is a chlorinated hydrocarbon. Over the years, the EPA has become more focused on the dry cleaning chemicals and ultimately classified that constituent to be a possible carcinogen. You know, today, although there's no law mandating that perch can no longer be used, we at MW Cleaners decided to take a proactive approach to the problem rather than, you know, fighting over City Hall. But I think more importantly, we don't want to risk both of our customers and employees.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. So you said you spent over $1 million on upgrading your company. What was the return on the investment?
We didn't really make this change looking for a return on investment. You know, we've always felt doing the right thing for our customers and employees has always paid off in the past, and we feel like it would pay off, you know, this time as well. You know, we knew the process was going to cost us more than traditional dry cleaning methods, but we feel it's a small price to pay to ensure the health of our customers and employees. You know, being in business, you always have to, kind of weigh those risk and rewards. And when you're taking a risk pioneering a new way of cleaning, we knew we were taking that risk, but we felt the benefit far outweighed that risk. And, you know, I'm really glad to say that risk has paid off, and I can sleep better knowing that MW Cleaners is doing the right thing.
What other green initiatives are you involved with at this time?
First, let me go back a little bit and tell you a little bit more about MW's cleaning process. You know, today when we clean a garment, we use a product named Green Earth. Green Earth is a non-toxic silicone-based solution, liquid sand. You can find it in products like underarm deodorants, shaving creams, cosmetics. You could even swallow it if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend that, but you could. There's other things we're doing as well to try to be a good steward. At MW, we recycle our poly and hangers. In fact, in 2013, we recycled over 1 million hangers and kept them out of our landfills. And in the very near future, we're going to offer customers reusable garment bags, kind of similar to what you see in grocery stores, kind of made out of that same material in place of that poly. So once again, trying to focus on, you know, protecting our landfills from things that shouldn't be going into it.
Today we are visiting with Mike Nesbitt, the president of MW Cleaners, providing the greater Houston area with an innovative green dry cleaning and laundry service here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the ePodcast Network. Now, Mike, I saw in your bio that MW Cleaners focuses on a convenience. Can you give me some examples of what that means?
I would love to, and I know this is a little bit subjective as someone who runs the business, but we feel we have the most convenient dry cleaners in the world. 25 of our 37 locations have drive-throughs, and we constantly look to upgrade our real estate that doesn't have those drive-throughs just to make it convenient for our customer. And the customer has a lot of service options. Of course, you can bring your clothes into a store location and drop them butt there. But the customer also has the option to bring those clothes into that store location and have them delivered to their home or office, all free of charge. We call that service one stop. Customers can have a scheduled delivery service done at their home or office, or do you come to your home, to where we come to your home a couple days a week, kind of like your trash pickup, and pick up your cleaning and deliver it back to you. Or if you don't want to come to the store and you don't want to be on schedule, you can go to our website, and we provide a service that's called On Demand. So you can go to our website, request pickup, and we'll pick that garment up. If it's 4/9, we'll pick it up that day. And if it's after 9, we'll pick it up the following day. You know, I'm a realist. I understand that dry cleaning is a service that is a necessary evil. But we want to make it as convenient as possible because we know it is something that is just another task, and we want to make that task as easy as possible.
And it is my understanding that the dry cleaning industry has seen a decline over the last several years. Have you guys over at MW Cleaners seen the same decline?
I'm both excited and thankful that we've actually seen double-digit growth over the last several years. You know, our customers have been very loyal and good to us. And I think our customers see the value in our grain processing. I would say 10 years ago that the customer didn't see as much value in grain as they do today. And I'm just, you know, as I look back and think about, you know, the business decision that we made, and love to say it was all strategic. But to see, you know, our business continue to grow when other people are not growing as well as we are, like I said, we've had a double-digit growth over the last several years. And, in fact, you know, I'm excited to say it's been so good that we're expanding into our next market in March in the Austin area.
Certainly some tremendous news, and it shows you if you do things right, it certainly comes back 100-fold. Now, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can be in touch and also to get more information about MW Cleaners?
Absolutely. You can certainly go to our website, which is www.mwcleaners.com, or you can reach out to us by phone at 281-320-9807.
And in conclusion, anything that you could leave with the listeners in form of a tip and conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious?
You know, I think when you're using a business, whether it's the dry cleaning laundry business, I think just by being conscious of, you know, being aware of things that you can do to make a difference is something what really came to fruition for me is when my children started coming to me and saying, "Dad, why don't you recycle that newspaper, or why don't you put taking the cans in there?" And it was an awareness. And so from a business perspective, when we look at our business and evaluate what we're doing, you know, we look at it and go, is there something we can be doing to be a better steward for the environment? And, so it's a process. It's a journey. We continue to try to work to get better every day.
Well, certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Mike Nesbitt, the president of MW Cleaners, providing the greater Houston area with an innovative green dry cleaning and laundry service. And the website of reference, once again, is mwcleaners.com. Mike, thanks so much for being a part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
I certainly appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.